You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
We are so glad to be live again with this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Yes, we are. This segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. If you're listening live, today is January 9th, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 319. Why don't you be our very first Ask Griff and Lee caller today? Yes, be the first one in line.
For 2014. This is our first Ask Griff and Lee in 2014.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, huh?
I know.
Anyway, our number is 888-723-4630. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, we certainly would. How's it going?
It's going okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
I have very low expectations.
Good.
I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, what can today throw at me?
For those of you who wake up each morning saying, all right, today's a new day, everything's going to be going great, I want to tell you, your expectations are too high.
Right.
Right now.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of waking up makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
John wakes up like that.
He does?
But you know, he has, because of him, he has brought up my attitude every day immensely in the 37 years we've been, almost 38 years we've been together.
It takes that long, doesn't it?
Well, it's not that it took that long. It's just that, you know, when you realize that you're married to somebody who every single time he leaves the house, when he comes back and opens that door, hola, Rosalie. Hi, love. I mean, he is so up.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought, what is this? But it's really him.
Well, opposites attract.
And I'm glad that he's that way because he keeps me kind of level, if you get my drift.
Oh, I do.
Hey, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We have lines open. You can call us up and talk about your eBay sales, any challenges you might have with eBay. You might want to give a tip to the audience about how to make their sales better.
Mm.
And, well, eBay sellers are funny that way, aren't they? They help each other.
They do. That's true.
And anything we can learn from each other to make our sales better, we're better off. We also, in addition to calling us at 888-RADIO-30, we have a Contact Us tab on the bottom of the eBay radio player you're listening to us right now on.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to us on the Droid, on your Droid phone, if you press more, you will see the Contact Us tab.
Oh, cool.
All the same tabs that are on the regular eBay radio player are on that Droid. And by the way, the iPhone's coming any minute.
Mm.
So all you have to do is click Contact Us, type in what you want to say or ask or a tip you want to give us, click Submit, and we'll get it right away while we're on the air. And we love for you to do that. So again, the Contact Us tab.
Hey, how's that working out? Are you working with our mobile team on that?
No, I told the mobile mobile team they could go, you know, pound sand.
Right.
Basically, they were a little confused. I think that's all. I'm going to get back in touch with them, but it's not in any way integrated in your API in any way, shape, or form.
And I tried to explain that. What we're talking about is that we got an email out of the blue from our dear friends in the mobile team, all of whom I know.
All I did was say, eek!
Right. And they said, so it was the end of a round robin they had where someone said, we don't know what this eBay radio app is. It sounds like it's a fraud. We better have it taken down.
Let's take that down immediately. Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Well, it's us.
That's right.
It's Griff and me.
So luckily, someone said, you know, I think that Griff guy might have something to do with the
radio. Let's contact him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that scared me for a moment. You ready to go to the phones?
Always.
Let's do it. Debbie in Vacaville, California, user ID, the book kiosk. We always love to hear from you. Debbie, what's up?
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Happy New Year, Debbie.
I wanted to ask, this is on my wish list, and I don't know if it's ever going to be possible. When I go to eBay Radio Party in June, I would like to put some of my categories on vacation, but not all of them. I don't have anybody at home to ship for me that I trust. So So what I like to do is bring lighter weight things like T-shirts and, you know, clothes, the things that I can bring with me that would be very easy to ship when I'm out of town, but put everything else on vacation so I don't, nobody can buy those. But that's impossible. So I just wanted to throw that idea out there.
Well, okay. You know me. Well, I think you know me.
Yes, I do know you.
Yes, we know you, Griff.
Happy to add as a suggestion.
And we still like you. It's amazing.
I must keep your expectations realistic here that unless there's a demand for this sort of thing, probably not going to happen anytime soon.
That's why I'm calling in. I'm starting a demand now.
Oh, no, you're now. That is smart. Yeah, that's smart. So
I'm giving everybody the idea.
There you go.
So are you? So what you're asking for? Let me make sure I understand this. Is that you can put some things on vacation and not others?
Right. Selectively, yeah, put some things. Which, if they're, if
you know, that makes a that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
it is. I mean, the little things. I mean, suppose you take some things with you that are already wrapped, that are, you know, and you put them up. I don't know.
Are the majority of your things small that you would take with you?
Well, I kind of have a mix, you know, because I could have, like I said, sell a set of encyclopedias I'm not going to bring with me, but I have T-shirts and coffee.
Back up a minute, babe. You sold what? An encyclopedia?
Encyclopedias, yeah.
People buy those?
Yes. Yeah, I just sold a 2008 set. Yeah, they do still sell.
Okay, now they were still making them in 2008?
They're still printing these things?
Oh, yeah. A new set is almost $2,000. Yeah, schools. The World Book Encyclopedia is the one that schools and libraries use and recommend.
So just so I'm straight on this, these things are on paper with ink and covers.
And you turn the pages.
Yes, you turn the page, and each page has a number, and they're heavy, and they make great door stops.
I'm shocked. I thought we'd left that world.
No, but I just saw on TV today a library in San Antonio is 100% digital. All these Macs and iPads and everything. There's not a book in the library. It's brand new, and it's kind of sad, but hey, that's the way we're going.
Well, I don't want to, you know, I like books. Knowing what we know about encyclopedias, the reason they have to be updated every year is that information is added or edited. It's a lot easier to do that on digital.
Wait. I have thought about doomsday.
Doomsday?
Yes. Suppose everything just goes to hell in a handbasket as far as electronics are concerned. I won't go into how that could happen, but we all know it could happen. Then people who come along after us have nothing to look back in history or books, or we need books.
So I you're think saying we need at the books, end of civilization,
not well as we know it.
Books aren't going to last. They're the first things that are going to decompose.
Don't you watch movies about doomsday?
No.
Somebody always finds a dusty old place with books.
No, I don't.
I don't know.
And hopefully, it's from the book kiosk, and they got it on eBay.
So, Debbie, we know you're not going to bring your encyclopedias with you to Las Vegas, but you will bring smaller things. Griff, I think she's got an idea, and maybe you could mention it.
I will mention it.
I
have to set your expectations. It's
okay. Hey, I understand. I
underpromise.
I don't voice this.
I underpromise and then way underdeliver.
No.
Last year I did this. I brought some stuff with me to eBay Radio, and I sold like 5 things. Oh. And I had all packing supplies and everything, and I went into the hotel casino little business area, and I shipped them and went to the post office. So it worked for me. I sold, that was like $200 that I had cash with me to play with in Vegas.
You know, I'd like to hear from anybody who has taken stuff with them and sold stuff while they were at our event in Vegas. 888-RADIO-30. Maybe some people have some ideas for Debbie.
Yeah, come and support Debbie.
Really?
Yes, thank you. I need it.
Debbie needs
Happy
Sherpas.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
all right, Debbie. Thank you so much. That is
Debbie's
a good idea,
up there in
though,
Griff. Which is in the north, on your way to Sacramento.
You know, she's got a point. I mean, if you could do that, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be. Again, so my pushback, playing the devil's advocate, the devil being eBay in this case. You're surprised. is that unless there's a demand for it, we're not going to build it. So the old days of eBay, and I'm talking about the heady do anything you want days, which were about, they ended about 2006, I think, internally. Someone would say, hey, you know what? I got a great idea. Let's do this. And another team would say, okay, we'll build it. And there, now you have to make a case for everything.
Which is understandable in such a big company.
Oh, I understand
it
completely.
They can't just hop to it.
Well, ask yourself, do you remember eBay blogs, eBay wiki, eBay neighborhoods, eBay my world? You remember all those things?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they now? I hated my world. I told them too when it came out.
Well,
it was totally not. It was like, here's your world, although we've set it for you. You couldn't customize anything about it. It was our version of your world. It didn't make sense.
Well, things. Is there anything you miss?
Besides my hair?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And my svelte 23-year-old body?
Besides all that.
Well, besides that. What do I miss? Nothing. No. I don't miss anything, actually. I really like our site today. And I'm not saying that because I take a paycheck. Please don't email
You notice that when the president of eBay Marketplaces showed up on our show Tuesday as a surprise, I held back mentioning the community thing that I can't find anymore. Because I didn't want to be a jerk. You know, the community link sometimes is up there, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not even down at the bottom anymore.
Oh, yeah, you could have brought that up. What do you mean?
I don't know.
You don't
know.
Work for eBay.
I keep bringing it up. I keep bringing it up and I feel... You know.
Well, yeah, but this, you bring it up in public in front of Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love community too. Too bad you can't ruin it.
Yeah, really. Hello.
You're a funny woman. This segment was brought to you by Jugco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. We are waiting for your call. What's wrong with you? Call us now, 888-723-4630. Here on eBay.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Come in from the cold and dial our hotline at 888-723-4630.
888-723-4630, also known as 888-RADIO-30. Misha in Des Moines, New Mexico, user ID Classy Souls. Happy New Year, Misha. What can we do for you today?
Happy New Year, Lee and Griff. I have a question regarding private feedback. I'm just wondering why that, I guess this is for Griff. I was wondering what the purpose is for that. And when, as a seller, sometimes I'm kind of interested in what kinds of things they're buying, you know, dollar amounts or, you know, what kind of feedback they have, and you don't have any chance to either. Sometimes you can't see the item, and sometimes you can't see any of their feedback.
Yeah. It's to keep their information private.
Well, okay, but it's like as a seller, sometimes you'd like to know if
the buyer has bidding on your stuff. But the buyer has elected to not show you that information.
Yeah.
So that's their decision.
See if they follow through or whatever on a purchase.
Ah, so now you're not looking to what they're buying. You're looking to see their activity.
Yeah, I want to see their activity.
How would you find that in feedback?
Well, if they have positive feedback, you know,
They only have positive feedback. Buyers can't receive negatives or neutrals.
Oh, well, this is true.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm just looking to see a little bit more, you know, if they're just, I don't know. It's just been helpful. I don't have a specific instance. This is a question that I've had sitting here for a while, so I don't have any example in mind. But
yeah.
You know, I'm going to ask what may be a very dumb question of both of you, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
I love that prayer.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, with this new thing, PayPal, you know, where you can go in, pretty soon all stores are going to have it, where the store itself is not going to get any of your information.
Right.
When you go through a checkout in Macy's or wherever, you're going to, and you're going to pay for it with PayPal, Macy's knows nothing about you. And I'm wondering if that's going to be, what do you, Misha, and you, Griff, think about the future about that? Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
It's a good idea.
I mean, from a person who's a buyer, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, that's where the buck starts.
That's right. Well, Misha.
Yeah. So some buyers can elect to make their feedback private, and that's their decision. And if they, you know, we're not going to dishonor that decision and say no, you have to expose all your purchases. I mean, what other place online do you expose what you bought?
Not anywhere.
Yeah.
I guess. And then my other question would be: now some of them have feedback listed on. You know, you can see feedback,
right?
And you can't view the item.
Right.
You know, there's no item number.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's a couple of different levels, but I've never seen an option to, you know, do feedback like that personally, you know, for myself.
When you're buying?
So, I don't know. I guess I just don't know where that option is in my settings. You know,
it's not an option. So a buyer can make all of their feedback private, but item numbers are no longer displayed for other buyers. So here's the thinking behind this, and I know this, not all sellers agree to this, but buyers purchase things and their purchase histories are not public. They used to be, not anymore. Buyers aren't comfortable with it.
I mean, look at it this way. Suppose buyers are buying Depends or something personal like that. Maybe they don't want nobody's business.
Well, as a seller, I don't have time to go chasing around buyers to find out what they bought. I don't have that kind of time. I mean, I've got things to list. I don't have time to go spy on my buyers. I don't care what
but
they
bought. But I can understand why you would want to know. But Misha,
yeah.
I get it.
You do?
I do, in a sense. No. Not that it's right, but I get why Misha wants to know.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm always curious.
And it isn't all the time. Just sometimes I just have
you just get
a
bee in your
bonnet. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Okay, well, Happy New Year, both of you.
Same and to you, darling.
And I hope everything goes well for you.
And the same to you, Misha. Thank you so much. 888-RADIO-30. We have another caller on the line. Before we go to him, we got a message through our Contact Us. It's from George in Elgin, Illinois, known on eBay as GeorgeK809.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've heard that I should not be using HTML code in listing descriptions in order to be compatible with mobile devices. Mm. Then, how do I create bullet points and multi-column tables in the listing descriptions?
Don't.
Thanks, George.
That's not absolutely true. You can use HTML in your listings, and it will show up in mobile. The problem is that if you get too complicated and you're using a template that doesn't resize, for example, or you're using a table that won't resize, now you've just put your buyer in the position of having to do a lot of scrolling or zooming in and out, and that becomes a hassle, and they just might say, oh, I can't be bothered with this. So you want your text to show up plain and simple. But you can use the, my advice, I don't use HTML in my listings. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're pretty bland. I format the text so that it's easy to read, which, I put paragraph breaks in. And up until recently, and this is going to be a discussion we can have it today. So I'm in the middle of an experiment because I just learned something that I didn't know. Now, not that this is necessarily important, but his question, George's question, brings up an interesting topic. Did you know that if you want your items to appear in Google Shopping, not Google Search, they'll show up there, but in Google Shopping, your listing can't have bullet items? Did you know that?
Wow.
It's true. So when I first, some sellers who are much more experienced and smarter than me in this topic pointed this out to me on a Facebook group, and I said, oh, that can't be right. And I said, well, I better delete that and go find out first. And sure enough.
So we shouldn't put any more bullet points in our listings?
No, not necessarily. I'm not so sure it matters to my sales whether or not I appear in Google Shopping. I don't. But, and I hesitated to say this on the air, but who can stop me? You have to consider that now. If you want your items to appear in Google Shopping, then you can't have bullet items.
Now,
you can't use HTML bullets. In fact, there's a whole page on Google that explains what can't be in the listing description.
So you can't use HTML, maybe, but could you use like an asterisk or make your own bullet? Or
possibly. So they're a little bit gray there. They do say the overuse of punctuation. But that they don't specify anything, and I know why. I mean, eBay's done that in the past. You don't draw a bright line because then people game the system one notch over the bright line. But in this case, it doesn't say you. There are some punctuation you can't use, and they say which ones. But there's nothing that says you can't put a M or an N dash or a hyphen before your list of items to kind of differentiate them.
I see.
Now, what I haven't got an answer back yet is because years ago, you were able to, as an eBay seller, submit your listings to what was called the Google feed. You can't do that anymore for shopping. So for their shopping section for marketplaces, the marketplace has to submit everything. But marketplace single accounts will be disallowed if their listings aren't in compliance with shopping. So it's something to think about. If you want your listings to appear in Google Shopping, that means that eBay sends them to Google as part of their, bazillion item feed. They have to be in compliance with Google Shopping policies. And one of them I was surprised to learn is no bullet, no HTML bullets. I don't know why, but Who knows?
Does that mean
let's
that
call Google
when we do
phone.
A listing dish, we shouldn't tell people to put in?
I'm torn about
well,
that.
Well, we can still tell them to make it on separate lines. That would help.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, just till we find out what's going on.
So one of the things I learned, so for example, none of my listings appear in Google Shopping. So I went through a selection of them and took out all the bullet items. They're still not going to appear, and it's because it's account level. So if you had 100 listings and one of the listings was not in compliance, none of your listings show up on Google Shopping.
I get it.
So I still haven't decided whether that's important to me or not.
So we have to learn more about that pretty
we
quickly.
We do. I put in a request internally to someone here who knows the Google relationship.
In the meantime, if you would like a listing dished, please give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And a listing dish pretty much is Griff and I go through your listing over the air, and we give you hints to make it better. People have told us time and time again it has helped their sales. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. If you'd like to put your item number in the Contact Us tab, we can do it that way as well.
Yeah, you can do it that way,
so,
too.
Dan in South Dakota, user ID 00THOORZ, Thunder 00. Hi, Dan. What's your question or comment?
Hello. I have a disability, and I'm calling because eBay allows me to work at a hobby, and it would be considered unearned income. And I just wanted to call in and see what eBay Radio had to say about that. If I would be able to just say the eBay store is a hobby, because I called into PayPal and PayPal said that YouTube and eBay can be considered hobby when it comes to the social services. I just have to pay the IRS taxes.
Stay with us.
Interesting question. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio. Ask Griffin Lee.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.